There's a new commissioner of the Massachusetts Probation Department, which has been in the public spotlight for the past few years following revelations of its politically rigged hiring system and other dubious practices. Edward Dolan will begin his new job next month. He's currently the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Youth Services, and he'll be taking the place of John O'Brien, who resigned as probation commissioner in 2010 and now faces federal bribery charges. A cleanup effort at probation is already underway, but when we spoke with Dolan this afternoon, we asked him what improvements still have to be made.
The good news is that the vast majority of the staff were really not complicit. You know, they may have suffered by it and suffered by the lack of leadership, but we're not complicit. And there are really good people who really are professionals, who care about the field. So I think that the very, very vast majority of people see this as an opportunity to really go forward, regain the public's trust and confidence, and really restore probation. And there's a lot of new people. There's been a lot of turnover, a lot of retirement. You know, I just met with the chief probation officers, and a third of them were brand new.
Even though, as you've said, there's already been a weeding out process of people who were judged to be unqualified for their jobs, there are still inevitably many people in positions who were largely there because they were political hires. So what do you do about those people?
I take it on faith from the court that they have spent 2 years diligently kind of reconciling those issues, and that now we, you know, there really is a stabilized, qualified workforce. And, you know, if there are people who are not effective at their job, then it's a personnel issue. So I think their real emphasis is, you know, forward focus. People, you know, are going to be judged by their performance. And I think that creates a healthier organization.
What about the public trust piece of this? How do you restore public faith in an organization that for a long time was simply a place to hire friends of politicians?
You know, it's going to take time, and it's going to take, you know, hard work, and it's going to take results. I don't think telling people that things are different is going to, you know, restore that. I think it's showing people that things are different. We know it's going to be under scrutiny, and that's appropriate. I think we need to be judged by our performance, and I think time and results, you know, are the best sort of antidotes to people's concerns about the service.
As the troubles at the probation department have been covered, many lawmakers have been open about saying that just part of their job was passing along lists of names of people who are friends or relatives of politicians who were hoping for jobs in probation. How do you ensure that that doesn't continue and that there's transparency in terms of there no longer being these passed along lists by high-level politicians?
A lot of that work has been done. You know, hiring in the court system and the probation is now a highly structured process where resumes don't come to probation. They're screened in the trial court by the, you know, human resource office for qualifications. They're looking into testing. And, you know, all of that gets done absent any knowledge of, you know, references or whatever. And then there's also been criteria that have been established for, you know, what, you know, how do you weigh references?
Edward Dolan is currently the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Youth Services, and next month he becomes the state's probation commissioner. Ed, thank you.
Thank you.